Thousands of people are shelling out as much as $1,500 to get what's known as a full body scan. It's a powerful X-ray that takes three-dimensional pictures of the body to search for signs of disease. Commentator David Kessler says that too often, the scans turn healthy people into patients.
Oprah had one. William Shatner did too, which is not so surprising, since there is something Star Trek-like about the technology. Whole-body computerized tomography, or CT, offers a tour of human anatomy, searching for disease in the heart, lungs, liver, kidney, and colon. Healthy people have a scan. They think of the test as an insurance policy. And the vast majority of people will get a clean bill of health. Many people are lured by advertisements from the freestanding clinics that are springing up all over. In one ad, a man claims that his life had been saved when a body scan found an early cancer. That's possible, but experts at the American College of Radiology say there is no data to show that full-body scans prolong or save lives. The American Cancer Society doesn't recommend them either. There are more effective tests to find many cancers, such as colonoscopy for colon cancer or a mammogram for breast cancer. Finding a real cancer with one of these scans is very rare. What is far more likely is that doctors will see something they label suspicious, and this can kick off a wild ride. These people are now patients who require further testing, more CT scans, maybe next time with contrast dye to see more clearly, or invasive tests and even biopsies to rule out cancer. They have now entered the sometimes complex world of medical diagnoses when they may well not need be there. That's what happened to a Washington, D.C. man. His scan found some questionable lesions on his liver that then had to be biopsied, required a hospital stay and a painful recovery. His lesions turned out to be benign and required no treatment. More often than not, the same thing happens if you use scans to screen indiscriminately for lung cancer. In one recent study, almost two-thirds of people were discovered to have a lung abnormality. And after further evaluation, testing, expense, and anxiety, almost all of these turned out to be nothing. And these tests are not risk-free. Body scans can deliver a dose of radiation 100 times more powerful than a chest X-ray. Such a dose may be justified if a doctor suspects a deadly cancer, but it's unwise for the average patient. It's easy to understand the attraction of body scans for otherwise healthy people, but scans work best to zero in on a specific condition in a patient. They were not designed to soothe the worried well.
The comments of Dr. David Kessler, Dean of the Yale School of Medicine. He was Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration under former Presidents Bush and Clinton.